MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, it's still way early in the Western Canadian Baseball League season, but the Moose Jaw Miller Express will undoubtedly be looking to clean things up on the mound and in the field in coming contests. That'll always be the case with a baseball team that's allowed 37 runs in their last three games. Thing is, the Express have been swinging pretty good bats of their own in the early going, and as a result currently have a 3-3 record after taking a 13-10 win over Brooks on Thursday night and falling 14-2 to Fort McMurray in their two most recent outings. Moose Jaw 13, Brooks 10. The Express scored three runs in the top of the 10th to emerge with the win out of an absolute slugfest in Brooks against the Bombers. Both teams did the majority of their damage in the early innings, as Brooks scored a pair in the first, Moose Jaw put up seven in the second to lead 7-5 through two, and the Bombers added another four in the third for a 9-7 edge. Brooks led 10-7 when the Express broke through against their bullpen, scoring one in the seventh and another two in the eighth to tie things up, setting the stage for the extra inning rally. Joe Osborne enjoyed his best game of the season at the plate, lacing a pair of home runs and going 2-for-5 on the night, scoring three runs and knocking in five. Declan O'Hare turned in a 3-for-6 night that included two RBI and kept his average at .500 on the season, while Justin George had a 3-for-5 night at the plate. Drew Sorrentino got his first start for Moose Jaw and allowed 9 runs, 6 earned, through 3 innings of work before giving away to Jadon Kennelly, who allowed a single run over the next 1 2/3 innings. Jacob Keyless and Takeo Cookson were lights out from there, each going 2 2/3 and holding Brooks scoreless. Jacob Gillis, Anthony Gilbert, Will Bomersbach and Matt O'Shaver all hit home runs for the Bombers. Xander Bretza allowed 5 runs over the final 3 innings to take the loss on the mound. Fort McMurray 14, Moose Jaw 2. A stretch of 3 rough innings midway through the game were all the difference in the Giants' visit to Roswell's Park on Friday night. Fort McMurray put up 5 runs in the 4th, 6 more in the 5th and another 3 in the 6th to account for all of their offense, while Moose Jaw had single runs in the 3rd and 5th innings. Osborne hit his 3rd home run of the season and was 2-for-4, while Owen Robbins also hit a solo shot and was 2-for-4. Errors didn't help Moose Jaw's pitchers, as Bo Jacob Garza allowed 5 runs, 4 earned over 4 innings of work before Cameron Dunn surrendered 9 runs, 6 earned, over the next 2 frames. Garrett Houston and Bobby Pockrney tossed the final 3 frames to close things out. All the run support made things relatively simple for Giants starter Riley Burns, who allowed 2 runs on 6 hits and struck out 9 over 8 innings. Jaden Schaefer had a great night at the plate for Fort Mac, going 4-for-5 with 3 runs scored and a solo home run. Jaden Wiley was also 4-for-5 at the dish, while Jun Ho Sun and Joe Finder both had 3-for-6 outings. The Miller Express and Fort McMurray are back in action on Saturday night, with first pitch at 7:05 p.m. at Roswell's Park.